You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Presented by the Salvation Army. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or donate at salvationarmyusa.org.
The Most Interesting Thing in Tech, the rise of digital doping. There's a crazy story told by Amy Webb, woman who's written a number of very smart articles and books about artificial intelligence. And she tells the tale from a few months back of a electronic but also physical bike race, where a bunch of bike racers sat on stationary bikes, but then had avatars participate in a competition through the program Zwift. And it turned out there was one guy named Cameron Jeffers who just crushed the competition. He had a crazy good bike, though. He had earned a whole bunch of points through rides on Zwift before that allowed him to get a better and better bike. And, well, partly for that reason, he did really well. But after the competition, it came out that, well, maybe he hadn't entirely earned that bike. In fact, what he'd done is set up artificial intelligence bots to do a bunch of simulated rides for him, to ride a bunch of courses that would get credits to his account and then to wipe the data after they were done. It was a way of kind of building digital strength through the smart use of bots. It's creepy. It's like doping. It's like what Lance Armstrong did. It's lame. But you know what's interesting? What happens when that starts to happen elsewhere? Forget about silly bike races. What about when, I don't know, a pilot decides he wants to get certified really quickly, so gets an avatar and very craftily takes a bunch of flight simulation courses, shows that he's really good at flying a plane when maybe he isn't. Or about at the office where I build a digital avatar who can make it seem like I'm super productive on Slack and available all the time, where actually I'm sitting on my porch drinking lemonade. There are lots of possible applications of this, lots of ways that we're going to be able to create doubles of ourselves to trick systems, sometimes in ways that are useful and don't harm anybody, and sometimes in ways that aren't good at all. That's digital doping. It's coming. That's a really interesting story. It's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.